1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J.
Hey guys, it's Ebby. Thanks so much for your patience. I know it's been a minute since I have recorded a podcast, but it's for good reason. So much has been going on, but that's neither here nor there. Here I am. I'm back. I didn't go anywhere. I just had some things that I had to take care of. Today is March 29th, which is the day before my daughter's birthday. Ari's birthday is on March 30th. And I just left her school party. Now, what's funny about this is that I said that, oh, it's going to be at school, so I'm not going to do too much. No, I'm that mom that did too much, but I'm so happy and the kids were so happy. And most importantly, my baby was happy. And that is what matters. You hear my voice a little crackly because I came home to bring home the balloons because I'm going to take her out for her quote unquote cheeseburger. She wants a cheeseburger. What's funny is I don't give her cheeseburgers, so the fact that she knows about cheeseburgers is quite funny to me, and she's always asking for cheeseburgers, so I'm going to treat my baby to a cheeseburger today. Her and I are going to have dinner, but I came home, and I was like, you know what, Ebby, you need to record, and you really need to share how you're feeling right now. So the reason why I'm emotional is because God is amazing, and he is the reason why I continue to push and why I'm able to continue to do for my daughter. Today, as I look back and I reflect on all of the running around that I did, because, you know, you get caught up in the matrix, you get caught up in work, you get caught up in life, you get caught up in, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I really have to sit back and reflect, because if not, the moment I open my eyes, I'm on Zoom, literally Zoom. I'm up, I'm in the shower, I'm getting dressed, I'm putting on minimal makeup, I'm throwing on my wig, I'm throwing on my clothes, I'm waking baby girl up, getting her dressed, feeding her, trying to catch breakfast at school. If I don't catch breakfast at school, that means I gotta give her breakfast, which is fine. Do her hair because she has to look fly, make sure she's good. Get my coffee. I do not leave this house without my coffee. And in the car we go. We start our day. Right now in this moment, I'm sitting in my kitchen at the island, because this is where I currently record. And I'm in a quiet place right now. And I'm sitting here reflecting. And I'm thinking about when I was growing up, the fact that, you know, watching my friends, not even growing up, but just being a young adult, and even watching my mom being a single mom, and how hard it is to be a single parent. You know, when I had my daughter, being a single mom, didn't think I was going to be doing it on my own. Being a single mother wasn't in the books. You know, I didn't really think about it. But now I'm thinking about it, and I'm a single mother, and I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm making a way. God continues to provide, and he continues to make a way for me and my daughter. And I'm for that, I am so grateful. The fact that I can continue to pay the mortgage on my house, the fact that I can continue to pay my car note, the fact that I can continue to clothe my baby and feed her and provide her the best education that I can afford. You know, the fact that I can continue to look halfway decent myself. Thank God for family and friends who love me the way that they do, because they tell me, Ebby girl, you need to buy something for yourself. Stop buying stuff for Ari. Ari doesn't need anything. For me, Ari needs everything, right? But I had to take time out to actually go out and buy myself something and not be unapologetic and not be apologetic. I'm sorry. And not to be apologetic about what I was getting from myself, because for so long, it's just been all about Ari. And today, this weekend, it is always, it's really about Ari, because Ari is a blessing to me. She is the reason why I'm on this podcast. She's the reason why I'm recording. She's the reason why I decided that I needed to go out here and purchase my first home on my own. She's the reason why I put up with so much from so many people, because I need to make sure that I am not only doing what I have to do to make sure that our lives continue to move and flow, but the fact that, you know, it's just us, but God is with us. And this podcast is dedicated to all the single parents out there. I'm not just going to say moms, but single parents out there who are doing a damn thing on your own, much love and props to you. This podcast is dedicated to my girlfriends, my guy friends, family members that I know who have raised their kids on their own, and their kids turned out to be amazing. I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes and a crackling voice because I'm like, oh my God, I can do this. There was a time in my life when, you know, my ex-husband and I got a divorce, and I saw that he wasn't going to be around the way that I hoped he was going to be around. And I thought I couldn't do this. I thought that I was going to be able to raise a beautiful, smart, respectful, intelligent child. I felt like I needed him around, or I needed people around me in order to do it. And this journey, there's nothing about this journey that's easy. But I just thank God that he gives me the strength and the grace to be able to continue to push forward and to put my best foot forward. I thank God that he has allowed me to be blessed with a little girl who is literally my twin. And when she does things that I don't like, it's a reflection of me and things about me that I know I need to change, right? Because I remember growing up, they used to say, God is real funny because he will show you who you are through your children. You hear it, but you don't realize it until you're living it. And when you get a child and you realize that your child is acting just like you, or has mannerisms just like you, and they look like you, and they move like you, and they smile like you, it really makes you take a look at yourself. Self-reflection is powerful. And my daughter allows me to self-reflect on myself, because I know the type of young woman, child, little girl that I want her to be when she grows up. And I need to make sure that I'm a role model for her. And that's why I have to bite the bullet on so many different things in my life. But when I look back on the things that I bite the bullet about, they're only things that are making me better, right? Because they're making me better. And that's the power of a child. And that's the power of sometimes these situations. You don't understand why, God, why does it have to be this way? Man, because if it wasn't this way, I wouldn't grow. I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't have started this podcast. My child, my divorce, all of those things were an inspiration to me on why I started this podcast, to share my diary vocally, not writing about it, but talking about it with the hopes that it blesses and inspires you. My journey, my movement, what I'm doing, this is all inspired by all of the strong men and women out there who had to raise their children on their own. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And I know that there are going to be times when my daughter is going to do things that I don't like, things that are going to disappoint me, because that's just human nature. No one in life is disappointment-less, meaning, you know, there's no one on this earth in your life who's not going to disappoint you, or who does not have the capability to disappoint you. And I've learned that just through family members. But the beauty of it is that you learn and then you realize that nobody is perfect, and neither am I. Neither are you, neither are them. So we have to give each other grace. And with that being said, I just want to encourage and inspire and just really send a word to those who feel like you can't do it, or you're not going to be able to do it. Let me be a living witness to you to tell you that you can. Thank you so much for all of my family, my friends, people that I know who are single parents out there who are doing the damn thing. You don't understand how many times your names have come across my mind as I'm sitting and reflecting when my baby is playing, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, man, I know if they can do it, I can do it too. You know, sometimes you sit and you wonder, and you're like, man, I wish I had somebody to share this life with, to share this journey with. But at the end of the day, we look for companionship when companionship is right in front of us. And I'm not saying put your all into your children so you totally forget about you and you forget about the things that you want in life. But take time out to realize that God has put us, me, you, us, in the situation in our lives for a reason. And it takes moments like your child's birthday and watching what you have done, what God has allowed you to do for your child. Because at the end of the day, he is my provider. I don't know what about how you feel, but he is my provider, and I would not have anything that I have without him. I would not be able to wake up in the morning without him. I would not be able to run water in my house without him. I wouldn't have a refrigerator and freezer full of food without him. I don't want for nothing, and nor does my daughter, but it's all by God's grace. And shout out to all the single parents out there, all the guardians, all those who are taking in children. God bless you. God bless you. Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this moment and this opportunity to be still in the quietness, just to feel your presence and just to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me and other people out there who are raising children on their own, God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength to push, the strength to continue to move on, the strength to heal, the strength to empower and encourage ourselves first. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. And God, I ask, Lord, that you just continue to bless and strengthen all of us. All of us who are going through healing, all of those who are single parents, all of those who are single guardians, all of those who are doing it by themselves, God, I ask, Lord, that you continue to give all of us the grace, the strength, the mercy, and the courage, and the resilience to continue to push and move forward. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be a mother to my child. I thank you for allowing those who are parents, whether they are biological or not, to be parents to children, to love and to care for them and to continue to provide for them. Lord, I just ask you continue to watch over us, guide us, and be with us always. And Lord, I just pray that we are the parents that you had expected us to be and that we pour into our children the way that you would want us to. I thank you for listening to today's podcast. I pray that it blesses you. I pray that it encourages you. I pray that it strengthens you. And I pray that it helps you to understand that there is somebody out there who I may not even know you. Maybe one day I'll meet you and one day I won't. But just know that I'm out here rooting for you. And thank you for being who you are and being an example for me that inspires me to continue to push for my baby and for myself. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.